This is Dr. Ling. The clinical patient last name is T-O-R-R-E-S. Again, T-O-R-R-E-S. First name is Wendy. Date of visit is August 22, 2023. Date of birth is September 29, 1990. Next paragraph of referring physician is Dr. Ardis, A-R-D-I-S. Last name is F, as in Frank, I-S-C-H, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Fitch, I have the pleasure to see Wendy today for initial evaluation for seizure activities. Next one, Mr. President, this patient is a 32-year-old female. Common chief complaint of possible seizures. The first step, the patient tells me that in December 21, 2022, a common patient overdosed on Cymbalta. First step, the patient tells me that she had taken too much Cymbalta. First step, the patient tells me that she was given Narcan. First up, a patient tells me that she was resuscitated. First up, and she had a seizure. First up, patient tells me that since then, come she's been having seizures. First up, the last most recent seizure was 2 days ago. First up, a patient tells me she had a seizure in sleep. First up, but she wasn't sleep, and she suddenly starting shaking and arms and the whole body. A patient tells me that she did not have any urinary incontinence. First up, there's no tongue biting. First up, there's no hemiparesis, anybody sensory changes. First up, she tells me that she every time she had a seizure, she would have a headache first, comma, followed by blurred vision and vomiting. First up, patient tells me that she's never had seizures prior to this. First up, she's currently taking Keppra. First up, next paragraph of past medical history. Patient denies hearing his past medical history of seizures in the past. First up, patient has a history of low back pain. Overweight, common major depressive disorder, mastitis. Next number per medications, levetiracetam, 500 milligrams, two pills twice a day. Then come up for propranolol, 10 milligram pills, come one pill QD. Next number, trazodone, 50 milligrams QHS. Next number, loperamide as needed. Next number, allergies, unknown drug allergies. Next number, social history, patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs, family history, non-contributory, next door, VVS system, patients complain of possible seizures and loss of consciousness, next door, diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First off, the EEG study was normal. First off, it did not show any evidence of epileptic form discharges. So first off, it is a normal study. First off, next door, impression, patient tells me that she had an overdose on December 21, 2022 with some Cymbalta. First up, patient was given Narcan. First up, patient tells me that she had the first time episode of seizure-like activities on that day. First up, since then, she's been having these seizure-like activities. So first time, the most recent activity was 2 days ago in which she had a seizure-like activity in sleep, comma, with whole body jerking and shaking. First up, next paragraph, the EEG study was normal today. First up, there is no epileptic form discharges on examination. First up, there was no status epilepticus. So first up, there is no spike in waves activity. So first up, next paragraph, I believe the patient likely have pseudo seizures, parentheses, a conversion disorder. First up, her description of her spells are not consistent with the true epileptic seizures. So next paragraph. I'll recommend patient obtain a brain MRI if that has not been done. First up, the brain MRI would be useful to definitively rule any structural lesions in the brain as a seizure focus. And next number, if the brain MRI is normal, come out, recommend patient to slowly taper off the Keppra. First up, the patient is currently taking Keppra 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First up, recommend decrease the dosage by 500 milligrams every weekly or every 2 weekly for step. The next number, if patient patient can GMP spells, the comma, she may benefit seeing a psychiatrist, a comma, for conversion disorder for step. And swear this marks a citation. Next paragraph of the patient's last name is Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-E-N-Z. Again, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. First name is Martinez. Her first name is Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L. Date of visit is August 23, 2023. Date of birth is July 8, 1968. Next paragraph of referring physician is Dr. A-R-D-I-S. Last name is F as in Frank, I-S-C-H-M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Fitch, I have the pleasure to see Isabel today for headaches, for migraine headaches. And next paragraph, she can play migraine headaches. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 55-year-old female with a history of migraine headaches, for stuff that I've seen her on February 15, 2023, for stuff I diagnosed her with chronic migraine headache disorder, for stuff I have given her Botox on that day, for stuff a patient tells me that she has significant improvements with her headaches, since the Botox injection 6 months ago, for stuff. As a matter of fact, she only had 4 migraine attacks in the last 6 months, for stuff. In the past, she would have migraine headaches 2 to 3 times a week, for stuff. The Botox was very effective, for stuff. She did not have any side effects, for stuff. There's no muscle paralysis, there's no diplopia, for stuff. There's no difficulty breathing, for stuff. Next forever. Now, a patient had tried various medications for migraines, and they have not been effective. But first, Botox is the only thing that's effective. Next, paragraph. Impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, the last Botox injection in February 15, 2023. Tama was very effective. First up, the patient only had 4 migraine attacks for the last 6 months. First up, in the past, before the Botox injection, a patient would have migraine attacks 2 to 3 times a week. First up, she had tried various medications, including propranolol. Sumatriptan, Topamax, according to patient, they are not very effective. First up, patients also tried duloxetine, ibuprofen. First up, but they have not been very effective. First up, next forever. Recommended. I have performed another Botox injection today. First up, risk and benefit were clearly explained to the patient. First up, the risk would include the muscle weakness, paralysis, temporary disfigurement, double vision, and short breath. First up, the benefit would include alleviation of her headaches. So first up, patient agreed. So first up, the Botox was performed without any complications. So first up, next up, recommendation continued to take the propranolol. 80 milligrams a day, as needed for headache prevention next summer. I also recommend patient continued to 100 milligrams as needed for migraines next summer. Recommendation to return to my office in 3 months, continue the Botox injection every 3 months. First up next summer, this marks the end of the patient.